From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Florida's public schools will remain closed, and distance learning will continue throughout the rest of the school year. Governor Ron DeSantis announced that decision on Saturday.
As we looked at the clock and we looked to see how what it would look like, we've got pretty good momentum for distance learning. It's not it's obviously not the ideal situation, but given where we are in the school year, we felt that that was the best decision to go forward.
DeSantis called his decision a hard one, knowing some parents are having a tough time and that kids have not seen their friends in over a month. He says high participation rates influenced his choice to have students and teachers remain at home. Also Saturday, the governor ordered the state surgeon general to release the names of the nursing home facilities where people have tested positive for COVID-19. 303 facilities in 45 Florida counties have staff or residents who have tested positive for the deadly respiratory infection caused by the coronavirus. As with COVID-19 cases generally, South Florida leads the state in numbers with 54 in Miami-Dade, 39 in Broward, and 36 in Palm Beach County. There were no facilities listed in Monroe County. To get that information about the nursing homes, the Miami Herald and other news organizations had filed a notice of intent to sue under the state's public records laws. And you can find a list of those facilities on our live blog at WLRN.org. Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez will hold a virtual town hall on Facebook and Twitter from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. today. Jimenez says he wants to discuss plans on reopening the county.
We're looking at three phases to open parks. We're also looking at phases to open boating, beaches, and golf. Each phase would occur when the medical experts say it is appropriate based on the spread of the virus being contained.
To ask questions, you can post them on Mayor Jimenez's Facebook page or Twitter at Mayor Jimenez anytime before the town hall begins. And once again, that will be a virtual town hall on Facebook and Twitter from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. today. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.